This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you. I hope you had a good 4th. Before we get started, I'd like you to do something for me. I want you to count your all your toes, all your fingers. Let's make sure everything. Let's make sure you came back from the 4th of July party with everything that you left with. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be part of the conversation. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, I always say the same thing to you guys. I want you involved. I want you engaged. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on there. There's a lot happening up there on the website. We've had a couple of crazy days, right? Now, our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, is going to join us at the after the first break. I'm still trying to figure out, as I heard all weekend long, or at least all day yesterday, that the 4th of July apparently is only for white people. It did absolutely nothing for blacks. Right, because that's what it was all about. That's what that day was all about. It was to specifically call out, I don't know, blacks or Asians. It had nothing to do with the Americans, right? Just amazing. You can't even have a nice day, right? I don't know what it is. There's just something they've got to make a big deal out of everything. And I'm not just talking about, you know, BLM. You know, Maxine Waters didn't take a break. She went nuts. Well, we're gonna talk about her in the second hour. She really, 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 I mean, extremely lost it. You know, the Dems are so... Oh, here I go. I'm going to start already. Right? Why wait? Think about something here. It is what? We're halfway through June, into July. We're well halfway through the year. And the only thing that Democrats have been focused on, not jobs, right? Not turning the government around, not the economy. No. They're focused on one thing and one thing only. Taking down Donald Trump. Their whole goal since he was constitutionally elected was to prove out. So what they're saying is that half the country, and they haven't changed their game at all. You know that, right? They haven't changed their game at all. Half the country they're calling idiots, racists, homophobes, because we voted for Trump. Right? That's for them, that's like the end of the world. If you voted for Trump, there's something wrong with you. I mean, Maxine Waters is normal, right? Pelosi's normal, right? Wasserman Schultz, yeah. Let's not forget Sheila Jackson Lee. Oh, yeah, they got the normal crew. My God, if that's what they consider normal, we are of God status. So they are so focused, laser focused on taking Trump out, not realizing that they can't do it. He was constitutionally elected. Get over yourselves. And then the brain surgeon known as Waters comes out and says that they're pushing for a 25th Amendment. They're going to push the 25th Amendment to take him out. He needs to go. He needs to resign. He is sick. Just look at some of the stuff he says. I'm sorry, Maxine. Why don't you play some of the stuff you say? Because if your basis is on what he says, then you need to go. Pelosi needs to go. Wasserman Schultz needs to go. Jackson Lee needs to go. Charlie Rangel should have gone years ago. Let me tell you how dull these people are. If he resigns to get Mike Pence, and they're talking about taking him out after that. So this is not a matter of them wanting to follow the law. This is not a matter of them finding the Constitution. No, they have lost their ever-loving mind. Not that they ever had one to begin with, but they've lost their ever-loving minds to the point where they actually believe that their anger, that the fact that that's not what they wanted, gives them the right to fight till they get another Obama in there to do what he did to this country. Yes, the negative things he did to this country. And look what he's doing now. He's following behind President Trump, right? Ex-President Obama is falling behind President Trump because, you know, he did such a good job before. When you've got world leaders saying, the United States is back, we can trust them again, or we can start to trust them again. What does that tell you about the last president? They didn't trust him. They didn't trust us because of him. Anyway, so these loons who keep finding, they are laser-focused, and I guess I'm okay with that. As long as they're laser-focused on taking Trump out and he can deal with it, then we can get all this other stuff done. And they're going to keep looking around going, huh? What? What happened? And I'm good with that. These morons haven't figured out yet. They think they're going to go traipsing into the Congress, and they're going to put impeachment, or they're going to put a panel. They have to put a panel of 11 people together to decide whether Trump is sane or not. Although that's not what the 25th says. It says, you know, he's going to be incapacitated. That had to do with things like when President Kennedy was shot and what have you. And so when people can be removed and how they're removed and what have you, right? And check this out. They need 2/3 approval from both houses. You think they got it? This is the same lunacy. Now, are you ready for this? This is the same lunacy with that the Republicans were doing for the last 8 years. Or 6 years, right? Constantly voting to repeal Obamacare when they didn't have the votes to take it out. A waste of time, paper, effort, and energy. Yeah. Symbolically, you want to do it once a year? Twice a year? Okay. Yeah, we know we can't make... If they came out and said, we know we can't make it go any further, it'll never make it to the president's desk, but we want you to know that we're willing to turn this thing around, so we're going to vote for it twice. No, they didn't do that. They're too brain dead to do that. And now, the Dems are so, you know, like a wounded animal. They're just getting nuts. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Hopefully, we've wound up Corey Duncan, who'll be with us after the break. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Please answer the question.
All right, we're going. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. That's right. Sing a song. It'll make you smile. If you're down and out, you got to sing a song. Maxine, you need to sing a song, Maxine. Because you're down and out every day, Maxine. I don't even know what to do for you, man. I don't really know how to. I think the only thing that would make you happy is if, you know, Trump was assassinated, Pence resigned right behind him, all the cabinet members resigned after that, because, you know, that's what it takes for you guys to finally get it. This is another way you can get the presidency, you get the power, Maxine. Get your people to vote for you. And not just your people, but get the other ones that you keep alienating. Why don't you try that? Instead of you guys keep talking about how bad the Republicans are, how bad conservatives are, maybe you could get off that mantra where you just keep losing over and over and over and over again, and maybe you could get a wider audience. Just maybe. I don't know. I'm not the smartest guy in the room, so let me bring on somebody who's smarter than I am. Our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, joins me as he does every week, and Corey straightens me out on politics from his point of view. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to appear, and I thank everyone for their support and continue to support Joe in the chat room.
Well, listen, I would have wished you, I was going to wish you a happy 4th, but I've come to find out that the 4th of July is not for black people. It's strictly for white people. And let me, before you, just take a deep breath here for a second. And let me just play you a few seconds of this so that you can hear what the black community or a certain part of the black community feels about the 4th of July.
Identified with even being American, even though I'm born here. At the inception of this country, it was based off of oppression.
Yeah, I knew. I should have pre-recorded this because I knew this was going to happen. But here's the deal. These people are African Americans. I hate to do that because I don't know if they're from Belize or Africa or Jamaica or whatever. These are black Americans, Americans who happen to be black, I'm going to put it that way, who don't feel like the 4th of July or Independence Day is for them because they never got independence. Hold on.
And murder and colonization and rape. And so we are rotten at our core.
Come on. All right, bear with me for a second. Really?
I would imagine that the significance of July 4th in this country is to celebrate independence and becoming free from Britain and patriotism. This year, I haven't even thought about celebrating 4th of July, honestly. It's not even in my mind.
As a black man, I wasn't considered a citizen on July 4th, 7th.
Okay, let's just call it quits because I'm not going to.
1776.
Shut up.
So how can I?
I'm not going to beat my brains out with that, but you get the gist of it, right? You get the gist of the fact that the black or certain people in the black community feel like July 4th wasn't theirs, Independence Day wasn't theirs. Why are they celebrating such a racist country like ours? Last I checked, the last picture you sent me, Corey, you are also an American who happens to be black. So therefore, why would you turn on your people and celebrate July 4th? I don't understand.
Well, first of all, I'll give this little two-minute rant, and I want everyone to know that Joe has nothing to do with my comments, but here's my comments. First of all, I'm going to try to not blow my stack tonight.
Breathe deep.
Because July 4th is for all people. It's not just for black people. It's not just for white people. It's for all Americans. And we're not talking about the people that claim that they are patriotic. And you didn't become patriotic until the fake messiah, Barack Obama, got in office. Then all of a sudden, all black people were patriotic. Really? But it appears to me that when 9/11 happened, everyone had put their differences aside, and we all were on one accord. Now, because I guess I don't know, because this man that came to the forefront and was president and claims that he's the first black president when your nationality was not really black. I mean, you're Kenyan. But anyway, that's a story for another day. But the thing of it is that why is it different with Donald Trump? Let's say Donald Trump didn't get the nomination and someone else did, and they were white. You know, this is the hypocrisy with this. You claim that white people are rich and they have all the money and the power and this and that, but yet you want white people to vote for you, be liberal, and understand the black people's struggle. Okay, I gave a little history lesson yesterday. So all of my family and friends, and I want to thank you that was up here from Texas, and we had an awesome time. But I had to give a schooling to a couple people that have this theory that because the white man, we still have our freedom, but the white man will always still have more freedom than us. And I'm like, really? I said, let me ask you a question. If you lived in North Korea or you lived in any of these countries with dictators, you will not be allowed to do half of what you. You know. My thing with this, if you're going to speak and shoot from the hip, at least have enough bullets and at least have the truth.
Have ammunition,
right? Right, right. Well, pretty you must. But my thing of it is, I, it's interesting to me how they always want to talk about it's a white man. And I'm like, okay, well, answer this question. And this was from a liberal friend of ours, and I won't say who he was, but I asked myself, well, let me ask you the question. I said, I want you to listen to Joe's show and listen to all of the shows that I'm on, appear on, and I want you to and I say the same thing. These cities are run 97% by black people, but they have as much crime as people in Kabul, Afghanistan. I mean, you know, my thing with this, how is it that you have so much crime that you can't even, the police and the civilian authorities can't even deal with it? So my thing with this, not getting on the subject of patriotism, but I just can't understand how is it that everyone was patriotic for the last 8 years that was liberal, and we loved the military, even though you didn't give them a raise. But the thing with it is, you were so bent about it, and Barack Obama going around apologizing for everything that the United States has done. I just don't understand. If you don't like this country so much, why don't you move? Why don't you go? The man won it fair and square. Hey, Barack won it. Barack didn't win it fair and square because he's not a United States citizen. So Donald Trump, my thing is, if you want to come after us because the man is telling the truth and he's going to make these bums get off their behinds and work for what you sold them for your wealth, then yeah, I'm all for it. Is he going to do anything? If I said this when he won the election, before the election. Is he going to do everything right? Of course not. But at least we got someone that's not afraid to speak their mind. And that's all I want. I want him. I don't care about a wall. I don't care about a fence. I don't care about none of that.
Right.
I don't even care about Obamacare.
You got to take a breath.
So.
You got to do a pause. Take a breath, because I want you to finish this on the other side. You're on a roll, and we're going to let you keep going. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Let's do the real side. Corey Duncan, our mad black man from Baltimore, joins us. Don't let this one slide by. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with me, the time that you are with us and interacting with us. That's always good, too. It makes things so much better. Corey Duncan, our mad black man from Baltimore, joins us, and as he does every week, and this week a day late. But, hey, that's my fault because we took yesterday off because us white folk were, as he lovingly refers to me, too, as sometimes cracker hair. We took the day off to celebrate Independence Day and left the black people in the dust or something. I don't even know. I mean, these people were so ridiculous. They're so out there on the left that I just don't get it. So Corey, I hope you did celebrate July 4th. I'm okay with a few black people jumping in there and getting some hot dogs and hamburgers with me.
Well, actually, we did a lot of shoe shine and floor cleaning yesterday for you white folks. So.
God. Go check the liver room. See if he made it in there, would you? But, Corey, you know, doesn't this kind of conversation, not yours and mine, but this conversation under the left, you know, about... you know, how this is not a day for black. I mean, you're actually going in and separating out certain groups of people, saying that we're not there. We didn't intend it to be Independence Day for black folks. I mean, come on, give me a break, right? I mean, this is just nuts.
Well, again, the liberal stupidity of pills are being taken early, very early in the morning, and they last 24 hours. I mean, my thing of it is, you know. We were just talking about this off air about Maxine and Sheila Jackson Lee or whatever the devil her name is, or whoever she says she is. But anyway, the thing of it is that why all these people have so much hate? You know, you have a lot of hate. And I can't understand how the white people, even if you're politically correct and liberal or whatever, and you support, how do you support people like this, but yet they talk about the white race? And they down it, but yet you still vote for these people. I'm not understanding. So what's the difference between a Republican that's white and a Democrat that's white? So what they're telling me is, like, you know, I heard people say the dumbest thing when Barack was president. You know, well, he's one of us. And then I said, really? I never saw anybody that looked like him or act like him where I grew up. I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, you know, I just... You know, it's just funny, and I don't want to get off a track and lose thought because, you know, I'm getting old. You know, I turned 48 last week.
Right, it's tough.
But you know, that's like the problem they have in Baltimore City. Now they're targeting the attorneys that represent these animals on Brown. And my thing with this is that I saw this coming a long time ago because we had people like, what's the bum that represented Freddie Gray? he took and he represented him. And knew Freddie Gray was working for the police and drug dealing and everything else. And if he was an informant. So my whole thing with this is that before we all jump the gun and talk about Whitey, let's clean some of these cities up. And then let's be patriotic, like the president, former president, claimed he is. He claimed one day he said he was a Christian, then the next day he's a Muslim. That's, well, whatever you are, why don't you go to Chicago, Baltimore, Detroit, these other cities that look like somebody been bombed into the Stone Ages and fix this problem? Well, you can fix it. The right can fix it.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Listen, they don't really care. And here's the proof, right? So you got somebody like Maxine Waters, like I said earlier. Here she is. She represents an area that has the second largest black population in the state of California. It is amongst the highest poverty rates for blacks in California. She doesn't live in her district. She lives in a $6 million home. So when she says, okay, when she says the man can't represent us, he doesn't know what it's like to be us, he's too rich, isn't that rich in and of itself? She lives in a $6 million home, yet she can understand the plight of people living in poverty of her same color. And then where is the outspokenness, and I'm sorry, I'm going to get flack for this, I already know it, of the black community? 101 shot in Chicago over the 4th of July weekend. 15 people are dead, right? Where's the outrage from the black community? Where's Sharpton? Where's Jackson? Where's Waters? Where's Sheila Jackson Lee? Where are these people? Nowhere. You know why? Because they don't care. They just don't care. Am I wrong?
But the thing is, Joe, you being a white guy.
Oh, yeah, I can't say anything.
But the thing is, we both understand exactly what you're saying. And what did I told you before, you cannot talk to people they're not logical people. They're not logical thinkers. They're not thinkers. They're just doers. The first thing that they do is they want to play the blame game. Mm-hmm. And generally, people in life that do a lot of blaming someone else or a lot of play the blame game are usually people that I'm not going to say worthless, but they're a sorry bunch of people, and they're never going to amount to anything. And they're exactly who they are. They ride people's coattails. They ride all over somebody else's wealth or whatever. That's asking the question. Where are all these activists that were at Freddie Gray during the riots in Baltimore? Why are they not outraged or anything? And why is the mayor? Why is the police chief? Where's Marilyn Moses? Where's all these people that got all this power? Why don't you take to the streets and demand that this stops? You know why? It's not only that they don't care. It's the problem of it is a lot of them is on them people's payrolls that's doing the crime. And that's what the problem is. Like they say about 9/11 and about any other major crime or anything that happens in this country, what's the answer? Follow the money trail. That's all you have to do. All of this other stuff is just theatrics to put up in front. Maxine Waters is a fruitcake. And half of these people that you talk about, Maxine Waters, Elijah Cummings, and I hope they're listening, and the other young lady from Sheila Jackson,
give Sheila Jackson Lee some love. Go ahead.
I got to say this. None of them could close an umbrella by themselves. None of them.
Okay.
Close an umbrella.
No, they're not. Yeah, they're definitely not the brightest bulb in the drawer. But see, that's the beauty about, that's what's nice about having you and some others on. It's just like, I said this last week, and it's so true. When somebody like me speaks out, and it just happened to me with that Jay-Z post, right? See, I can't speak out against women because I don't have a uterus. I can't speak about black people because I'm not black, right? Yet I speak out as a Christian on a Christian issue. And those people, the hypocrites, who tell me I can't speak out against those other issues because I'm not them, non-Christians are trying to tear me up. And I'm going, well, wait a minute. What if we use your rules? You're not a Christian. You can't tell me.
Believe it or not, Joe, believe it or not, color has nothing to do with this. We all live the same lives. We all start out at the same starting line. We all put our pants on the same way. My thing of it is that children that. Now, because I told them that yesterday, they not worth the shoes or the spit that come out their mouth. Because you know why? Because if people would stand up for what they believe in this race and stop, let's all just join hands and walk into the chopper blade because we're the best. It's not about color. It's about the morality of the race. Who sits up and tells somebody, don't work? I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to take from this guy, even though he's black, white, green, or yellow, and I'm going to give to you if you just sit on your butt and vote for me every 4 years. Who does that? That's idiotic. That's crazy.
No, hey. Listen, the world is upside down. That's all I got to say. Hey, when we come back from the break, I want to talk about, and we got a lot to hit on, but one of the things that's going to sneak in on you is Jose Ramos from Univision says that Donald Trump is scaring illegal immigrants from coming to the U.S., and that's just wrong. See? I'm telling you. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Go grab some water. We'll be right back.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest-Rite freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRite.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
I don't know. No comment.
It's a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website, realsite.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots to do up there. But let me I got to get back to him because we continue to be on a rant. I've got Corey Duncan with me. He is our mad black man from Baltimore. I always appreciate the time that he spends with me and the truth that he lays on us every single week when he's here. Corey, thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate your time.
It is an esteemed pleasure to be on every week, and keep supporting Joe and all of us podcasters and conservative people, conservative black folks, and this continue to support us. And stay in the chat room. Keep talking.
Yep. Hey, so Jose Ramos, or I should do it, you know, I should give him honor, right? Jose Ramos, he says that the Trump effect is scaring away illegal immigrants from coming to the U.S. And he drove the point home on the show, I guess it was Anderson Cooper 360. Now, he calls it the Trump effect, right? And that he is now keeping over 40% of the people that were coming, the people that were coming here, to go to work away, and part of the problem, he says, now they can't, you know, they can't come here to see their relatives, they can't come back and see their loved ones or what have you, because they're afraid that Trump is going to pick up their illegal butts and send them back to Mexico. So he says that Mexicans aren't really invading the United States. The undocumented population has remained stable at 11 million for the last decade, which is a lie in and of itself. You know, if they're so righteous, if they're so real, if they're telling the truth, if everything is okay, why do they have to lie about it to make it work? That would be my question to them if one of them would actually call me back. So you good? I mean, illegals are here to take the jobs that you won't do, right?
Well, see, the problem of it is that black folks keep talking about there's no jobs and that the white man wants to keep us down and this and that. Okay. How is it that the Mexicans can come here, live in the shadows, have better cars than what even I drive, or pick up trucks and things like this and cars or whatever like that, and you say there's no jobs? Well, maybe it's because, you know, as we get, we have to go back to the dialect again. I want a $50 an hour job, but I can only reach a second grade level. The arithmetic does not balance out, and that is what the problem is. Everyone that's black does not want to work in the kitchen, does not want to flip burgers, does not want to do this. You know, my mother told me when I was young, and I told my sons and daughters the same story. My, my mom did. Okay, I did good in school. And I said, well, hey, mom, I did good in school. You want to get the car? Yeah, just as soon as you get a job and work for it yourself. And that's what I told my son, the same thing. As soon as you get a job and you work for it and get it yourself, I'm not giving you nothing. So guess what? Nobody gave me anything. See, that's called morals. Morals. Instead of giving somebody for doing something, doing nothing, giving somebody something, and that's what the issue is. But the, getting back to what you were saying, that's what the problem is. The Mexicans will come in. The only problem I have with the Mexicans is come here the right way and leave your gangs and your until they get people straightened out so you don't bring your germs and everything, collar and everything from these South American countries. Then let's do things the right way. Because guess what? The people that came here from Italy and they came through Ellis Island and came through from Germany and they came through Ellis Island, got inoculated. Not only did they get that, they came here the right way. So now, why not let's just do it the right way? But you know, like in Baltimore and the state of Maryland, they said, oh, no, we're not going to do what Trump said because we're not going to do what the federal government said because Donald Trump asked to see all of the records of the people that voted in the state of Maryland, and they won't turn it over. You know why they won't turn it over? Because what happened to the people that was voting and didn't have a driver's license and didn't have a right identification and probably voted 3 or 4 times. So that's why. So if you want to read up on something, go and read up on that, because the thing of it is why won't you let them be? Why live in the shadows? If you did things the right way, you don't have to live in the shadows. But the black folks keep saying there's no jobs, but there is jobs. The Mexicans are the ones that's taking the jobs. They're not taking them from you. You had them first, but you didn't want them because it wasn't, you know, I have to get dirty. I have to get my elbows dirty to work. Well, guess what? I got more respect for people that step out there and do that than for someone to say, well, they gave it to me and this and that. But I played the same game with my son. The same thing. And then once he did it, I said, well, you know, once you get a job, and you just had this blank look on his face like, you know, I said, well, you know, you don't get nothing in this world for nothing. You don't get something for nothing.
No, so you went by this pretty fast, but I'm going to come back to it for a second. Talk about, you know, people voting and illegally voting and what have you. Here's a Democrat, a state representative out of Connecticut that was arrested for allegedly voting 19 times. She's an African American woman, and but listen, they're the ones telling us that there's no voter fraud, right? I mean, she's here's somebody that's there, that's involved with the Democratic Party. She's a Democrat state representative in Connecticut and arrested for allegedly voting 19 times. I mean, again, they're so brazen now with the illegal activity they do. They are so brazen that they just figured they're going to get away with it. You know why? Because they got away with it for 8 years. For 8 years, that other administration let them do anything they darn well please, let them get away with it, and now they feel entitled, which is why I think that a lot of the illegal activity that takes place, they really mentally don't believe it's wrong because they've been getting away with it for so long, right?
Well, they let them. Well, that's number one, is sinister, and number two, anyone that any political senator or mayor or governor that allows that to get away with because you know that they're going to vote for you. See, this is what the problem is in this country, and that's I'm ecstatic that now we got a Republican. I wouldn't even say a Republican, but we got someone in there that just don't, you know, he don't care. He's going to fix the problem, and he sees what the problem is. Hey, look. You want a good taste of it? Go down to the southern border of Texas, the southern border of Arizona, or whatever. Matter of fact, go to West Texas and just watch what happens. Go to the border and watch what those guys go through down there every day. They send the same person, they lock them up 5 times a week, and they keep sending them back. And my thing of it is they keep returning. And the whole thing of it is that it has it's a recipe for disaster sooner or later. Wake up, America. Wake up.
Oh, I agree with you. We're going to do, in the coming hours, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the atrocities done by the Democrats over the last year. And it seems like the only ones they seem to be able to get in office and keep in office, like I said, you've got Maxine Waters, who lives in a $6 million home, but I don't know how she does that on a congressman's salary. And then you got Kamala Harris. I just read a whole article on what's happened to her in the past and how she got to office the way she got to office. And then we're going to deal with the details of Ted Kennedy and you know the killing of Mary Jo Kopechne. Because as far as I'm concerned, according to the details, he basically killed the woman. It's one thing to, and I don't want to give away the details, but it's one thing to have an accident. It's another thing to know, to knowingly walk away from trying to help someone and that is dying. So we'll talk about more on the other side of the break. But these are Democrats that seem to be able to accept any kind of illegal activity from their side. Look at hypocrisy. Right now, ex-President Obama is running around behind Trump giving people how they can deal, how they can work with America. That's illegal. He's not supposed to do that. Now, you know how I know that? It's because the Democrats have been telling me how illegal it is of what Trump and his team were doing before he was actually sworn into office. It was illegal for him to contact foreign governments, right? So again, I say the Democrats are good with it when they do it. Breaking the law for the Dems really technically doesn't exist for them, only when somebody else does it. It's just hypocrisy.
Why was that breaking the law? Because the man talked to the Russians and opened up, or was trying to open up some dialect between them, him, and the Russians. Because I mean, how is that? How is that treason? You know what's treason? You know what's treason?
Go ahead.
75 laws that Barack Obama broke when he was in office.
Just 75? What did you run out of fingers and toes or something? I mean, it had to be a lot. Had to be a lot more than that. Anyway, Corey, tell people where they can find you, bro.
Corey Charismatic Duncan on Facebook, Corey Press Duncan on Twitter. Continue to support us. Go Yankees.
What? The Red Sox don't matter anymore? What happened? Anyhow. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Now listen, Facebook rules not mine. If you happen to be on Facebook watching, you got to reset at the top of the hour. We'll be back here. I got so much that I want to talk. I mean, really, we're gonna have a Maxine Water Hours. And so, if you want to get your blood pressure, up, this is
just a dumpster.
You listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far, really. Come on back. We'll be here when you are.